没关系，来听你呢。
Even the scientists. Can machines really think? Even the scientists argue that one.
I'm convinced that machines can and will think. I don't mean that machines will behave like men. I don't think for a very long time we're going to have a difficult problem distinguishing a man from a robot. And I don't think my daughter will ever marry a computer.
Physics people like to deal with matter and energy, while computer science people like to deal with zeros and ones and bits, he said, explaining why one side prefers the multiverse theory and the other prefers the simulation theory. The multiverse theory, put simply, the multiverse theory that physicists prefer says that our universe is not unique and that there are likely an infinite number of universes. This is something that Marvel's science fiction shows like Loki, or the iconic Star Wars and Star Trek franchises have depicted.The simulation theory, on the other hand, the simulation theory says that we are all living in an advanced, hyper-realistic computer simulation that is overseen by a higher being. If a simulation goes wrong, the said higher being simply resets it and starts a new one, just like when we use a flight simulator. Why it matters, the advent of AI and our progress towards achieving AGI, artificial general intelligence, has some tech titans like Tesla Incorporated, NASDAQ, TSLA,co-founder Elon Musk and Microsoft Corporation, NASDAQ, MSFT, Bill Gates spooked. These two tech titans have voiced their concerns and called for pausing or slowing AI development. While Thiel does not say either way or the other about whether AI is friendly or adversarial, he has doubts. There is a question, when you build AI or AGI superintelligence, will it be safe? How can you trust it? Will it be friendly to humans? He said.He goes on to add that if AGI is a Machiavellian or Darwinian operator, it might not always be aligned with the vision of human beings. Whether AI or AGI is going to be friendly to us human beings or not has fascinated people for a long time now, even prompting the creation of the Arnold Schwarzenegger star The Terminator franchise. This difficulty in understanding whether AI or AGI is friendly to us or not has prompted people to support the simulation theory,since it suggests that this question has already been solved. Whether they are correct or not, only time will tell.
It is indeed an auspicious occasion. How often does the Imperious Leader himself journey all the way from Cylon?
We have some base commander on Gamorre taking credit for destroying the Galactica. Slightly annoying.
We did not do quite so well in battle this day.
We were taken by surprise. Thanks to your so-called intelligence reports. How many squadrons are based on Gamorre?
Four squadrons, the equivalent of a base ship.
In other words, we have the firepower of four base ships at our disposal.
That is correct.
Prepare for a new attack.
Are ships ready to launch the final assault against the Galactica and Pegasus?
There is a problem.
I don't want to hear about any problems. We have them where we want them now. Launch.
They aren't where we want them.
What do you mean? They aren't where we want them.
They are at this moment over Gamorre.
What?
Blowing the Pogies out of it if reports coming in are accurate.
The fact that Gamorre is being attacked is perfect. It means the colonial fleet is completely unprotected. Launch a killer force at once.I said, destroy the fleet!
There's a special envoy on Gamorre. It is headed by our Imperious Leader, there to dedicate the new base.
Imperious Leader is on Gamorre.
I wonder what he'll think when when he finds that the base on which he is standing is being destroyed by two ships you had within your grasp only this morning.
This is unbelievable.
We must rush to our leader's defense.
Yes, send everything we have to destroy those two battle stars, and let not a single ship return until that's accomplished.
A report from our task force. A single battle star has been sent out to intercept them.
Destroy it, then continue on. It should take no time at all.
By your command. Another report.
The lone battle star is destroyed and our forces are on their way to Gamore.
Not exactly.
What's happened?
The Pegasus and her warriors did not stop to engage our fighters.
Did not engage, but that... Ah, of course. They're a decoy. They intend to lead our fighters off, make them pursue and burn off fuel, while Gamore remains under attack.
A very clever plan.
But I see right through it. Break off the attack. Continue our fighters on towards Gamore. We'll finish off the Galactica and then return for the Pegasus after we've saved our Imperius leader.
If the Pegasus did not head back towards the Galactica and she did not head off across the stars, then where is she heading?
Directly towards us, Your Eminence.
Towards us?
But that's absurd!
He's allowing us to destroy the Galactica and the fleet. Who in his right mind would do such a thing?
May I suggest the legendary Commander Kane?
Kane. Yes. Kane, of course. Kane! What does he care about the fleet or the Galactica? He wants... He wants me! Lucifer, recall our fighters at once!
Disconnected.
How long before our fighters can return to defend us?
I'm afraid the Pegasus will reach us first.
From the people of Gamore for the greatest military leaders.
I've decided the citizen of Gamore will be my seat of power. From it, I will decide how and where I will extend my dominion throughout the star system. Before ordering our victory celebration.
That had the note of sarcasm, Lucifer. Watch yourself. You're not the only IL series Cylon who dreams of standing beside the greatest conqueror in all the universe.
Forgive my impudence. About that launch, order.
Yes, let's get on with it.
Wait,
I have an even better idea. I will accompany the strike force.
You go into...
Yes. Think of the impression on the city of Gamore when they learn that I personally led the final assault on the humans.
What they must do.
Oh, yes.
I think as they do. I know where they will go, what they must do.
I find your reasoning logical.
Then... I am going to be...
Spared.
To serve the Empire!
Lucifer, giving you a base ship entirely under your command.
It will be my pleasure, Mortimer. I think I can assure you, with some sense of pride, you will inherit the most capable centurions in all the Empire. By your command. Speak. I bring good news. We believe we have located the Battlestar Galactica.
Oh?
A scouting expedition of Colonial Vipers has landed on a listening post in the quadrant Otarsis. They were permitted to escape, as you instructed.
Where is this outpost, Royce?
1.5 hectares. Since the Galactica is kept to a minimum speed by the slower vehicles under her protection, at light speed we can easily catch her within a centon.
Is she aware that she's been detected?
No. Our fighters will take her by complete surprise.
As they did at Carillon? One base star is not sufficient to assure victory over the Galactica. Find her, but follow just beyond her scanner range.
Until we can call for reinforcements.
Such a call would surely be picked up by the Galactica. She would be alerted and escape.
Logical.
Yes. Now perhaps you see why the Imperious leader put me in command.
But if we cannot call for assistance, and you will not attack, is not the end result the same? The Galactica escapes.
Have faith, Lucifer. Have faith. I have a plan. All I need is the opportunity to present it. That will come.
By your command. We have overtaken the Galactica and are trailing just beyond her scanner range.
Excellent.
She has veered away from the outpost.
Quite logical.
On the contrary, quite illogical. Their course is taking... A navigational inferno. Possibly endless. Logically, they should engage our small outpost rather than enter such a dangerous area.
Unless they know we are following.
Anything's possible. But the odds are astronomically against it. Shall we launch our fighters against the Galactica now?
No. Have they sent out reconnaissance patrols?
Occasionally. We drop back beyond their scanner range.
Man behind the machine.
We are to capturing one of those patrol pilots. If I'm right, Adama will turn the Galactica over to me without firing a shot.
By your command. Isn't he wonderfully devious? We can learn much from him. His reaction to the news will be interesting to observe.
Speak.
Vipers from the Galactica have attacked and destroyed our outpost.
Then the Galactica is on her way over the outpost now?
No.
No?
She is instead entering the void.
But why bother risking detection by destroying the outpost if they had no intention of moving in that direction? Unless Adama needs something from the asteroid? Food, fuel?
There are no such supplies there. There is one other curious matter to report.
What is it?
The Colonial Viper craft reportedly flew in a peculiarly erratic fashion.
Evidently, they flew well enough to destroy your base.
It was a small outpost, caught by surprise, since you determined the Galactica would not strike there.
Do not fence with me, my friend. Everything is still proceeding according to my plan, except you have not captured one of their pilots as I ordered.
To assure such a capture, we would have to risk being discovered. You ordered us out of the Galactica scanner range.
They send out patrols, do they not? Capture one.
I just want you to know torture won't do you any good. I had a course in resisting. Hey, careful, I bruise, easy.
This is your plan? To convince the humans that we come bearing the twig of peace?
Yes.
It is illogical to assume they would ever trust you again.
You underestimate the human need for hope. Properly presented and at a propitious moment, they'll come willingly to my arms.
A curious development, Your Eminence. This one will, I am sure, take you by surprise.
Nothing takes me by surprise. What is it?
A star.
What star?
A star has appeared, as if out of nowhere, and has guided the Galactica to a dead planet.
Sprung, my good friend. And now it will be all too easy.
Prepare my craft.
And an escort.
I go alone. Of course. Only I can bring the Galactica.
In a strange code.
Launch fighters to investigate by your command.
We have news from our outpost on Arcta.
They have encountered probe fighter craft from the Galactica.
Yes, but how did you know?
Why do you suppose I have been gently herding them to this one?
Put out a call for additional base ships. Resume pursuits at flank speed.
We have lost many fighter craft in our recent encounters. We do not have enough to overwhelm the Galactica.
The Dharma does not know that. In any case, he cannot retreat in our direction with additional base ships coming up.
You are correct. Of course.
Yes. You have your orders.
By your command.
Soon, Adama. Soon.
The probe that landed on the planet's surface, it was destroyed?
Not exactly.
Not exactly!
Control yourself, my friend. You blow a circuit, or I believe you call it a blood vessel. Close to the point of no return. Still hectares from the Galactica.
Have them attack the Galactica.
But then they will not have enough fuel to return. That's suicide.
They're machines.
We are all machines. Even you, of a sudden.
With a probe on the surface and possible survivors, I must push the Galactica forward.
Even if there were human pilots in those fighters, I would give the same order.
Yes. I will be with you. I will continue.
Our fighters engage the Galactica.
Yes. But they will not have the fuel to return.
Break off the attack.
Bortar, I believe my sound sensor is here.
I said break off the attack.
Connected.
We'll force Adama to believe that we are even closer than we are in actuality.
Very clever. A little harm on our troops, but very clever. By your command. Good news. Some of our fighters may have enough fuel to rendezvous with us. Well, at least 30%.
Good. Have them go back and re-engage the Galactica.
But Baltar, they just disengaged.
Yes. It will drive Adama crazy.
He's not the only one.
You said something?
By your command. Baltar, I bring grave news. It cannot be. I'm afraid it can. A handful of humans successfully destroyed the Ravishal Pulsar. Despite all of your garrisons and squadrons and the biggest weapon in the universe. But the strategy was yours, Baltar. I recommend we come up with some sort of solid front to explain this debacle to the Imperious leader.
Very well. I will yet have the last laugh on Adama. Mark my words.
Don't I always, Baltar? Attila Garrison, Commander, reporting.
Attila?
An obscure outpost in the Omega sector. The commander's name is Spectre, I believe. One of the earlier IL series, before my time. Rather limited in ability.
Report, Inspector. We have apprehended a colonial warrior.
Excellent. Have you interrogated the pilot?
The scouting party that captured him has not yet returned to our garrison.
I think you know what I desire.
The exact position of the Galactica.
I shall await your next communication. You have a wonderful opportunity here, Spectre.
By your command.
This Spectre seems to have done rather well. For an early one.
Oh no, we're embarrassed. We screwed up. Our warehouse is overloaded with survival food kits, but our mess is your...
Still no word from Attila.
I'm sure Spectre will contact us if he has anything to report.
Perhaps he feels his report will not be received satisfactorily by you, Baltar.
What are you implying, Lucifer?
It has come to my attention that Spectre has ordered more laser pumps and petrol than any garrison in the system.
So he's stockpiling what garrison commander doesn't.
He has also ordered an extraordinary supply of laser rifles and metro bombs. Certainly unnecessary requisitions for a planet whose entire population has supposedly been terminated.
Lucifer, do you wish me to believe that Spectre would submit false progress reports?
Speaking from past experience, I would not say it is beyond his programming.
Lucifer, I do believe you're jealous.
Such a reaction is not programmed into IL series circuitry. Yes.
apologize for the delay. The captured warrior is still unconscious. He may even terminate.
Unfortunately, we are programmed to destroy him. Not see. Our knowledge of their method is so inherited. Still, I do not offer excuses. Despite my securing his planet for the Empire in record time, if this warrior terminates, I can only view my mission here as a failure. For I will have made one of the great leaders of our millennium.
Now. Don't be too hard on yourself, Spectre.
From the reports I read, you've done a brilliant job on Attila.
Well, we have had our problems.
Problems?
Half our garrison is down with rust. However, I will spare no effort in saving the Elder and extracting the information you need by your command.
Can you believe that, Daggett Drivel?
Lucifer, this jealousy is simply not as likely. Spectre is doing the work.
They turn back before discovery, I presume, by your order. Very well done. This is the final moment. At long last, I've overtaken Adama with sufficient strength to blow him out of the sky.
It should be quite a good battle.
It will be no battle at all. A single battle star. No match for three base ships. Oh, no. What we have here, my dear Lucifer, is what is known as a rout, a humiliation, a massacre.
Then you do not wish support fighters from Gamma Ray, our outer capital?
The only thing I want from Gamore is a welcoming parade.
A victory celebration.
A tribute from the people of Gamore for the greatest military leader, Spylon. I decided that the city of Gamore would be my center of power. From it, I will decide how and where I will extend my dominion throughout the star system.
Begging your pardon, Mortar, but don't you think we should first go through the formality of conquering the humans before we open our victory celebration?
That had the note of sarcasm.
Watch yourself.
You're not the only IL series Cylon who dreams of standing beside the greatest conqueror in all the universe.
Forgive my impudence. About that launch order.
May the force be with you.
She wants me! Lucifer, recall our fighters at once!
I'm afraid the Pegasus will reach us first.
Then drop back. Let the other two base ships intercept the Pegasus.
I'm not sure the other base commanders will appreciate that.
It isn't a request, it's an order.
Our interceptors are reporting a large number of flying objects. They are all around us. And yet, they are not.
Adama. He has scientists aboard the Galactica. Perhaps it's a technological breakthrough of some.
Let us hope so.
You would hope that the humans have made so advanced a breakthrough?
The alternative is that we have encountered a new and more powerful force in the universe than our own.
The human race might have one more chance, but first it would have to survive the Alliance, the elements, and the unknown dark and sinister threats that would lie ahead. Their destruction is complete,
Our forces have taken prisoners near the space drone. They tell of survivors who escaped in ships.
What ships? How far can they go? If a handful of survivors did indeed escape, they would have neither fuel nor food for a prolonged voyage.
The information is not complete. It is offered in exchange for life.
And what is the standing order for humans from your imperious leader?
Extermination.
Then carry out your orders. If they exist, they're doomed.
second wave!
I have examined your abyssal, suggesting you will be able to locate the humans.
Oh, yes. I think, as they do, I don't know where they
are. I find your reasoning.
I am to be
spared.
Stop all engines.
To serve the Empire.
No orders.
Lucifer. I'm sending you a base ship entirely under your command.
It will be my pleasure.
I can make a ship with some sense of pride. We will inherit the most important things in all the Empire.
By your
man behind the machine.
I bring good news. We will be located the
man behind the machine.
Oh, a scouting expedition of colonial
man behind the machine.
In the quadrant Otarsky, they were permitted to escape, as you instructed.
Oh, well.
How far is this outpost from us?
1.5 hectares. Since the Galactica is kept to a minimum speed.
Nothing takes me by surprise, what is it?
A storm.
What storm?
A storm. As if out of nowhere, at the side of the Galactica to a dead planet.
I'm sure your Dharma knows I'm closing for the kill. Why would it happen?
A star, you said. Of course.
Get tickets now. For
the endless black void of the majestic star.
Yeah. It's utterly.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour,
the trap is about to be sprung, my good friend.
Some serious shit.
And now it will be all too easy.
Prepare my craft
and an escort.
I go to work. Only I.
Cells have a half-life of 5,000 years.
There's no time for a bench test.
Miles
eat them up.
Are you
the displacement they
have encountered probe fighter craft from the Galactica.
Yes. But how did you know?
We went out to Spain.
So it'll start with a negative calibration?
Why do you suppose I have been gently herding him to this quadrant?
I don't know anything about this.
I'm trying to determine whether human emotions are actually
base ships. Resume pursuit at flank speed.
We have lost many fighter craft in recent encounters. We do not have enough
to overwhelm the galactic. In any case, you cannot retreat in our direction with additional base ships coming out.
You are correct. Of course.
Yes. You want me to make a donation?
You have your orders.
By your
observe.
I'm from the future. I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Soon.
Now I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
I want to make a phone call. I just worked with these guys and I wasn't even there.
The structure of this roof cap is exactly like the kind of telemetry tracker that NASA uses to identify dead pulsars in deep space.
Old riveted.
What's wrong? It landed on the planet's surface.
Of course,
it was destroyed.
Not exactly.
Everybody getting this so far?
Okay, you guys.
So what?
Oh, you can't
control yourself.
No! Nobody you ever makes one. The architect was under a certified genius.
Have them attack the Galactica.
But then they will not have enough fuel to
attack. The whole building is a huge superconductive antenna
machine
that was designed and built expressly for the purpose of pulling in and concentrating spiritual turbines.
Probe on the surface and possible survivors. I must push
in the corner pencil.
Even if they were human pilots and those fighters, I would give the same order.
My girlfriend.
Yes, I believe.
I find her interesting because she's a client because she sleeps above her covers. Four feet above her covers. She barks, she drools, she claws.
Not the girlfriend. Something terrible is about to enter our world, and this building is obviously
the door.
But they will not be able to return. There's also a doctor.
Let me go. We close it out to believe that. But we're even closer than we are in actuality.
Are you telling me that it's 8:25?
Precisely.
Yeah. I'm late for school.
These men are consummate snowball artists.
I might understand you're still hanging around with Dr. Plymouth Brown McFly.
People think they're seeing ghosts.
Party's the free
and they call these bozos who conveniently show up to deal with the problem with a fake electronic light show.
Everything was fine with our system until power grid was shut off by here.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Break it up.
All right. Well, that's what I heard.
This city hall. Now, what am I going to do here, John? What is this?
All I know is that was no light show we saw this morning.
I've seen every form of combustion known to man. But this beats the hell out of me.
The walls in the 53rd precinct bleed air. How do you explain that?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, your eminence.
How are you, Lenny?
You're looking good, Mike. We're in a real fix here. What do you think I should do?
Lenny, officially, the church will not take any position on the religious implications of these phenomena. Personally, Lenny,
check out the...
Stand above, look my way, never love me, rain keeps falling.
whatever it is that's trying to get by us.
No good goddamn preloading son of a bitch. Retarded big mouth know-it-all asshole jerk. Got ugly, lazy, and disrespectful. Shut up, bitch! Who cooked me turkey pot pie?
You jerk.
Fuck you. Oh, Dad. What about you? Fuck you! No, Dad! What about you? Fuck you!
Is that for real? You want to come over sometime?
Oh, shit.
Really, Pete? Is that so well?
You don't believe me?
The...
No?
Yet, if you let them stay alive for long,
you get an extra life quite often, depending on your score, and you are going to need them. The Atari ST version of Millipede is a very good game on its own if you are looking to play Millipede. I'm not an expert at this game.
See, I don't think that I need to sit with you fucking dude.
Brian, I don't anymore.
Your dad work here?
What? Can I ask you a question? Sure. How does one become a janitor?
You want to be a janitor?
No, I just want to know how one becomes a janitor, because Andrew here is very interested in pursuing a career in the custodial arts.
Go away.
Oh, really?
Well, you go out with a broad named Maria Pagliani. Spend your senior year in the backseat
of
the dad's
view. You have problems.
It is now time for part two of our breakfast.
You have everything everybody ever tells you to do. That is a problem.
Okay, fine. But I didn't dump my purse out on the couch and invite people into my problems. So what's wrong? What is it? Bad. Real bad. Parents.
Adams.
Here.
Adam Lee.
Here.
Adamowski. Adamson.
Here.
Adler.
Yeah.
Anderson. Anderson.
Here.
Bueller. Bueller.
What did they do to you?
Bueller. Bueller.
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
We're all pretty bizarre.
Thank you, Simone.
Some of us are just better at hiding it, that's all.
Oh, you bizarre. He can't think for himself.
She's right. Do you guys know what I did to get in here? I taped Larry Lester's buns together.
Hello?
That was you?
Cameron, babe, what's happening?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I know.
Very little.
How do you feel?
Well, you know how hairy he is, right?
Shredded.
Pull the tape off.
She's in Decatur. Unfortunately, she's not staying.
Oh, my God. Bizarre.
Where are you?
I'm taking the day off. Now get dressed and come on over.
You can't, stupid. I'm sick.
I tortured this poor kid.
That's all in your head. Come on over.
I feel like complete shit, Ferris. I can't go anywhere.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Now come on over here and pick me up.
Now, in 1898, Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it. Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant...
You're not dying. You just can't think of anything good to do.
Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and,
Who is it?
Pizza guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza guy, sir.
You're not dying. You just can't think of anything good to do.
Four of the deviled cheese and sausage. Right here it is.
If anybody needs a day off, it's Ken. He has a lot of things to sort out before he graduates. If you want him up this tight to go to college, his roommate will kill him.
When Cameron was in Egypt's land.
Am I hallucinating here? Just
Ed Rooney.
Ah, this is George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard, and well, I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind excusing us alone, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and... I'll release Sloan. I want to see this dead grandmother firsthand.
Clever. A little hard on our troops, but very clever. By your command.
Set a trap to let them fall right in.
Well, Ed, I'm sorry. You wanted to see
one. Yeah, that's right. Just roll her old bones on over here, and I'll dig up your daughter. You know that school policy?
When Jeff came into the petition for this record book, probably heard before, I mean, you seen like what you saw him in the film. He was like in the jacket, he had the
good
gloves,
news.
He had the ball.
Some of our fighters may have enough fuel to run with us. Well, that is 30%.
I'm getting a little rambunctious, I think, in the waiting room outside. And the receptionist called for security. And so the elevator doors are opening with security just as someone opens the door from the side and goes, Judge Nelson? And I go, yeah, okay, yes, me. So I go in and start like, I was a little bit adrenalized, I would say. That much like, yeah, okay, cops can get me.
When Judd walked in, he just had this sort of method. He had made this sort of method choice to just be like, I am Bender, and one of you guys are going to fucking figure it out.
It's risky. It's a risky way to do it, but it just seemed to, you know, certain roles, it's going to be hard for them to believe that you can pull it off if you're not already pulling it off.
With Judd Nelson's character. I mean, there was a point, if he came in the black leather jacket and too obvious, you know, here he's wearing flannel, he's wearing a t-shirt underneath, he's got layers, he's got
tell
his
you what,
boots
dipshit.
That look horrible, he's got
you
his
don't
awful
like my
pants,
policies. You
and
can
that
just
tweed
come on down
cut.
Here and
all
smooch
this stuff
my
is basically recycled.
Butt.
You make it look like it's been
Pucker
lived
up,
in, loved
up.
In his particular character. Totally works. People wanted that coat. People wanted to look like him. His attitude was perfect.
I like that other people started wearing the clothes because my mother had been giving me a hard time for a long time.
Yes.
What's with the boots? What, tying the shirt around your waist? Tuck it in, tie your shoelaces. It's like, Mom.
Well.
You're a bad example.
Here we are.
Kids are going to fall. It's like,
I want to congratulate you. For
better
time.
Than being.
Excuse me, sir. I think there's been a mistake. I know it's detention, but I don't think I belong in here.
It is now 7:06. You have exactly 8 hours and 54 minutes to think about why you ponder the error of your ways.
So,
not talk.
Read the script and
will not move
immediately thought of Matthew.
From these seats.
And the only...
The next evolution stage of mankind.
and civilization. Finding it on the recipe, sir.